Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. When I give safety talks about the weather hazards here on the coast, I like to start off by mentioning the hazards that we don't have. You might call this counting our blessings. I usually start off with hurricanes. Our ocean, it turns out, is way too cold for a hurricane to start around here, and it's even too cold for a hurricane that starts somewhere else to get this far north. So even if a hurricane started down off the coast of Mexico and was headed right for us, our 50-degree ocean water would suck the life out of it long before it reached Northern California. So yeah, we simply cannot get hurricanes. And that's a blessing because they do incredible damage when they strike a coast. Next on the list is tornadoes. We have had a couple of really small tornadoes in this area, but they barely reached EF0 magnitude. They didn't get very far inshore, and they really didn't do any damage. In general, we don't have the conditions to support major tornado formation, and that is a great blessing. I traveled throughout the South after the 2011 tornado outbreak with a team of scientists. We were studying what went wrong and what went right, and I can tell you that an EF5 tornado is incredibly devastating. To me, it looked like a giant rototiller had gone through neighborhoods. Everything was destroyed, removed from the face of the earth, and even the ground itself was roughed up by the debris-filled wind. So we are really fortunate that we don't get those kinds of tornadoes. For similar reasons, we don't get the kind of lightning that is deadly. In contrast, on the opposite corner of the nation, in parts of Florida, lightning is a major killer and is often the number one cause of weather fatalities. But here on the coast, we have no recorded lightning fatalities at all. So another blessing. The last blessing I'll mention is that we don't get deadly heat here on the coast. Now, heat is often the most deadly weather hazard across the U.S., which I know is somewhat counterintuitive. Or maybe, with all the record heat in the news lately, this may not be as much of a surprise. Of course, it does get hot around here, relatively speaking. But the reason why our heat is never as deadly is because it always cools off at night. And that allows people to recover from the day's heat. The situation where heat can be deadly is when it's really hot all day long and then it barely cools down at night. And then this goes on for several days. So when we have what would be considered a blisteringly hot day here on the coast, you can count your blessings when that cool coastal air moves in at night. Next time, I'll give some basic safety tips for these other hazards so that you're prepared when you travel away from the coast. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.